Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, and ako si Dean. I'm one of the campus missionaries here alongside with Carlos, one of our incoming campus missionaries. Thank you for being here. So right now, we're starting a brand new series. Title nito, Kick Off. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Kick Off. Okay, wag mo sipain, okay? Yan lang yung title natin. Kick Off, this phrase means when we're starting something new. Okay, pag may bago tayong sinisimulan. In fact, when there's a launch, okay, for example, nung Rio Olympics, okay, kick off yung tawag doon, nung nilaunch yun, nung sinimulan. So every time there is a start of something, there's a kick off. Because in this series, what we want to be able to talk about is there are new and exciting things when you start your relationship with God. How can you kick off in that start of your relationship and walk with God? And that's why this series is actually for everyone. In your relationship with God, paano ka magsisimula? Especially those who started their walk with God probably the last series, last month, or I don't know, even in your campus kung may nag-preach ng gospel sa inyo. So this series is for us. And now, talking about the start of this question in relationships, okay, talking about relationships, whenever there is a start of a relationship in one's life, may mga pagbabago, tama? Having a new relationship entails certain adjustments so that we could adjust, okay, or relate better with a new person that we have in our life. Not only talking about boyfriend-girlfriend in that time na probably yung friend mo nagkaroon or ikaw in your lifetime, minsan sa pamilya pagka nagkaroon ng newborn baby, tama? So may adjustments sa bahay, bawal maingay, okay? Yung mga dati mong pagwawala, bawal na yon, okay? Iba-iba na yung adjustments nun, okay? For example, a new groupmate in school. Alam yung tipong kayo, magkakagrupo kayo, friends na kayo, di ba? Tapos biglang sabi ng prof mo, okay, isama nyo na lang si, ano, siya, okay? Kasi wala pa siyang friends dito, kayo naman. Bakit? Bayad ka na lang, okay? Wag ka nagmama, bayad ka na lang, okay? May bago sa barkada. Mag-a-adjust kayo, di ba? Kunyari, yung kaibigan nyo, nagsama pa ng isa, parang isipin mo, oh, sige, libre mo naman kami. Okay, nagbago ka, makapal na yung mukha mo, okay? Kasi papalibre ka pa. So there are key adjustments that we do in our lives when there are new relationships coming into our new people or new, yun nga, new relationships coming into your life in order to relate better. But even in our life, talking about our life and our walk with God, How can we relate with our God or with other people? Or how can we adjust knowing that now we've started a new walk with Christ in our lives? So ibig sabihin, the same is true when we have a new relationship with God. It brings a new life in us. But talking about this new life that we have in God, the most important relationship that we now have in God, having Him in our lives, how do we kick off? Let me pose that question, that how do you kick off for a new life in Christ? Paano tayo magsisimula? That's why I said in this message, okay, in this series, okay, probably some of you here are new in your faith, new in your relationship with God. Na probably a month ago or whenever, or mga past services natin, nag-accept ka kay God. Ngayon, saan ka magsisimula? To people probably first time here, you're maybe thinking, para sa akin ba tong message na to? Okay. Actually, para sa atin din to. Para sa inyo din to kung first time yung makarating dito. Kasi you would know what it is to be like in God. When your life is in God. What adjustments can you have? What kind of things can you acquire and benefit from having God in your life? And probably you're here in the church for the longest time already. Okay? Yung binalbas ka na dito. Okay? Tumanda ka na dito. Nagka-white hair ka na. Okay? Asan si Noel? Okay, siya ulit. Friend ko yun. Okay? It's still for us. It's a good reminder to know that our relationship with God is very important. And to kick off with that, okay, I can actually say that how can I kick off for a new relationship? Talking about a follower of Jesus Christ, it boils down into these three things. Una is to follow Jesus. Pangalawa, fish for people. And the third is to fellowship with other believers. So talking about that, as a follower of Jesus Christ, as you kick off, okay, in your life with God, You should remember these three things as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus Christ, or if you would want to decide to follow God. To follow Jesus, fish for people, and to fellowship with other believers. That's why we have 3 weeks for this series to talk about these things. And now we start by talking about a new life and a new Lord in God. By seeing the life of one person, one character in the New Testament, in the life of Paul or Saul, before knowing Jesus Christ. So let's go now to Acts 9. So ibig sabihin, buong tatlong linggo, pag-uusapan lang natin yung life ni Paul at kung paano nakita sa buhay niya itong adjustments, kicking off with his relationship with God. So as I read through this, pwede ko bang maimbitahan lahat na tumayo? As we read God's Word, we do this because we want to respect and in reverence to God's Word, to honor God's Word that we'll be talking about tonight. Acts 9:1-6, it says here, "But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, or those people who are followers of Jesus Christ, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?'" Next two verses. "And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, but rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do.'" Let's all bow down, let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word, that may we understand. That's why open our hearts and minds to know what it is, Lord, to follow you. Having a new Lord in our lives. Having you be as Lord and Savior of our lives. Guide us and teach us and use us so that we can apply this in our lives. Hindi lang hanggang dito sa service na to, pero pati paglabas namin, pag-uwi namin, nasa school kami, kahit saan, ia-apply namin to in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you may take your seats. So talking about this, let me just give a background. Balikan natin yung verse 1, okay? Makikita natin, at this very moment kasi, Christianity, okay? The gospel is spreading already in Jerusalem. So at that moment, Saul, okay, being the one of the persecutors, main persecutors at that very moment, okay, he is now hunting and killing Christians, okay, or followers of Jesus Christ at this very time. Imagine nyo, yung hininga niya, breathing threats and murder against followers. May ganun ka bang kakilala? Yung pag huminga, nakakamatay? Iba pala eh, no? Iba pala. But that's what he's doing at that very point, okay? Who is Paul or Saul, okay? At this moment, Saul siya, okay? Eventually, nabago yung pangalan niya. Paul is one of the most important characters in the New Testament. It's because he wrote many of the books from the New Testament. Kung titignan niyo yung mga Bibles niyo, many of the letters there were written by him. So majority of that sa kanya nang galing. But, okay, talking about that, okay, before he became Paul, or before he came to this time to follow Jesus Christ, before he became a Christian, a disciple, he described himself as worst of all sinners. May kilala ka bang galon? Yung pinakamasama sa masama? Ako yun. Okay, yes. Okay, humble. Okay. But why does God, but at this moment, paano niya nasabi that he was worst of all sinners, and why did he consider that at very time na akala niya yung ginagawa niya was for God at all? Let me just give you a quick background in Acts 22 verse 3 to 4. Yan. "I am a Jew born in Tarsus in Cilicia." Okay, si Paul yung nagsulat nito. Hindi nagsulat actually, si Luke. Pero si Paul yung nagsabi nito. Okay, si Paul nagsabi nito. "But brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as all of you are in the day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women." At that very moment, in other books na nasulat ni Paul, he considered himself as worst of all sinners. It's because at that very time, nung sinabi niya rin to, or before coming into Jesus Christ, akala niya, siya yung pinakamabait, yung pinaka, who's coming after God, who's running after God. who's following God in his own ways. That's why he said, zealous for God. Because sabi niya nga, he was educated, okay? Strict in the manner of law. Alam niyo ba, ang mga Pharisees, which is Paul is one, they memorized the first 5 books of the Bible. Sino dito may kabisado kang verse? Kahit isa lang. Di ba yung iba nga wala pa? Imagine mo si Paul. The laws given by God, kabisado niya yun. Pwede nating masabi mabait siya, zealous for God. He was very strict to that, but talking about zealous for God in that manner, iniisip niya, before he knew Christ, yung description niya dyan ay sinasabi niya, he thought he was doing God a favor by killing Christians. That's why he thought he was doing good. He was doing the best thing for God. Who are the Pauls in this lifetime today? Or the Sauls, okay, today? Na pwede nating sabihin sa life natin ngayon. Minsan, katulad ni Paul, religious expert, okay, minsan tayo, we're thinking, we're like Sauls, or may kakilala tayo, parang Saul, yung buhay, na religious. Ibig sabihin, come into the service, okay, gagawa ng lahat ng mabubuting bagay, and thinking, they have done God a favor. Thank you, Lord. Ang bait ko. Hallelujah. Diba? All glory to me. Okay? Di taas sa'yo. Sometimes we think that way or we know other people na thinking that when they do religious stuff, attend at walang absent, they are closer to God. Not only that, sometimes persecutors of Christians. We know some people like that. Yung nalaman nilang uma-attend ka dito, diba? Nung ini-invite mo sila, sinasabi na, ha? Nag-church ka talaga? Hallelujah, praise the Lord ka? Okay, sige, sama kami. Okay, okay. Niloloko ka nila, diba? We know probably some people like that or probably you were that person to other people. Or probably you're both. Okay, I don't know. But people who probably sometimes we know na parang imposible yatang tanggapin si Lord nito. Sobrang sama. Nagbe-blend sa mukha. Okay? Walang karapatang makilala si Jesus yan. Sobrang sama niyan. But the interesting fact is this. In Paul's life, even though he considered himself to be the worst of all sinners, zealous for God in a wrong way, akala niya sobrang bait niya by doing God a favor, by killing Christians, God accepted him. Jesus is the one who initiated the relationship with him. That's why Jesus is the one who initiates the relationship with us. Okay? Even though gaano pa siya kasama, or gaano mo pa iniisip yung sarili mo today, na kung gaano kasama, or kung gaano kasama yung iniisip mo yung mga taong masasama outside of this place, sa bahay nyo, sa school nyo, or kahit saan, si Jesus yung nag-i-initiate ng sarili niya, ipakilala yung sarili niya, at para mahalin sila at tanggapin sila. Don't ever think of yourself na you're not worthy to come inside of this place. Yung parang iniisip mo, ba't ako pupunta dyan, masusunog ako? But the good thing is this, Romans 5:8 would tell us that, sabi dito, but God showed His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know who wrote that? It's still Paul. Evidence of what Christ has done for him. The opportunity that Saul had a new life, that Paul accepted God in his life, was not of his own choosing, but the choosing of God. That while Paul was persecuting and killing the very ones God has saved, or the very ones who believe in Jesus Christ, minahal na siya ni Lord. Think of yourself today. God loves you no matter what. No matter how many sins have you done in the past, or today, or whenever. You know what? God loves you, and He has chosen you, chosen to die for you. That's why Jesus Christ initiated that kind of relationship with us. And Jesus was not, pakita natin yung verses, okay? 3 to 5. Acts 9, 3 to 5. Ito yung naging, very time na nireveal ni Jesus yung sarili niya kay Saul. Okay? The heavens opened, flashed, light so bright, sabi sa ibang parts of the Bible, it was noonday. Imagine mo, di ba, kung gaano kaliwanag pagka tanghali, di tayo makalabas kung minsan, pero mas maliwanag pa daw that it blinded Saul because it was Jesus, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, who revealed himself to Saul. God has been revealing himself to you. If you've been coming here, and if it's the first time you came here, God has revealed Himself to you through His Word, and now He is initiating a relationship with you. But talking about now you have a relationship with God, why such acceptance? And now we talk about how does Paul come to a decision, or Saul come to a decision to follow Jesus Christ? O paano siya nagsimula na sundan o gawing desisyon? Na si Jesus Christ, okay, He would devote Himself to Him already. Let's go now to verse 5. At this very moment, at that picture, pinakita ni Jesus Christ yung sarili niya kay Paul para maintindihan ni Paul na mahal siya ni Lord, mali yung ginagawa niya ngayon, may plano ko sa'yo. Pero at the very start, okay, ito muna yung naging encounter nila. After Jesus revealed Himself to Paul and saying, "It is me, Jesus, whom you are persecuting," now Saul asks a question, "Who are you, Lord?" Yung word na "who" dyan in the Greek, yung ginamit dyan is as if interrogation. Nakita na ba kayo ng ini-interrogate? You're doing something para lumabas yung katotohanan. Diba? Nakita na kayo sa movies nun, diba, yung ini-interrogate? Yung may ilaw, isa lang, nakasampay parang ganito, nasa upuan ka. Nasaan ka nung alas tres ng hapon? Sagot. Nasaan ka? Okay. So, ganun yung interrogation, no? Para lumabas yung katotohanan. Nung bata tayo, yung interrogation, ganito, di ba, Carlos Alica? Di ba yung gaganon mo yung kamay mo? Oh, game. Oh. Sino crush mo? Oh, mami nga! Lagot ka! Okay. So, ganun yung interrogation, di ba? Para lumabas yung katotohanan. Ito yung kind of question ni Saul at that time. Lumabas yung katotohanan. Sino kang nagpakita sa akin? Ito yung sinabi ni Saul kay Jesus Christ. Kind of interrogation that kuminsan alam natin seryosong tanong to sa buhay natin. Kaya tanong natin, God, sino ka ba talaga sa buhay namin bilang tao? Totoo ba at sino ka sa buhay namin bilang lumikha sa amin, bilang Diyos na nandyan sa taas, kami nandito, Lord, sino ka sa buhay namin? That's an important question that connotes or sinasabi kung gaano kaseryoso yung pangangailangan natin sa Kanya. Or are we serious to follow someone that probably we do not know yet? Pero sumagot si Jesus, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Simple lang yung sagot ni Jesus, "Ako yung Lord and Savior of the very people that you are killing. I am real. What they're preaching is real. And I am here for you." Because following Jesus is knowing who He is at the very first. Following Jesus is knowing who He is. The decision to follow Jesus is first knowing Him. It's okay that you ask questions about God. It's okay that you ask questions who He is in our lives. It's okay to ask questions if He is real. And even if you surrendered your life to Him already, it's okay, continually ask questions of who is He in your situation today? Who is He in the future that you are fearful about? Who is Jesus? You have to know Him first and you have to know Him continually because knowing Christ is not a one-stop shop. Hindi ito one time, big time, na pagdating mo ng youth service, pag surrender mo ng buhay sa Kanya, lumapit ka pa sa harap, diniskasan ka pa nila sa isang room, tapos may nagpakilala sa'yo, kinonek ka nila, nag one-to-one kayo, tapos tapos na yun. Okay na ako, heaven eh. Tapos balik na sa dating buhay. Continually know Jesus Christ in your life. Because in Paul's life, it actually happened. In Philippians 3 verses 7 to 10, ito, si Paul pa rin yung nagsabi na to, evidence of what's happening in his life. "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. Jesus my Lord, whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ." Grabe lang si Paul nung nakita niya to. Nung nakilala niya si Christ, gusto niya pang makilala si Christ, at yung lahat ng gusto yung ibang pwedeng malaman niya sa buhay niya, basura kumpara pag nakilala mo si Jesus. Pagdating sa susunod na verses, Hindi pa siya natatapos dyan. And be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own, yung kaya niyang gawin, but that comes from the law, but that is which through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith, ibig sabihin kung ano yung ginawa ni Jesus Christ on the cross, nakilala niya si Lord, at patuloy niyang nakikilala si Lord, at patuloy siyang binabago ni Lord, now he's come to the decision that I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. Becoming like Christ one day. Do you have this kind of desire na gusto mo bang makilala yung Panginoong nagligtas sa'yo? O pag nakilala mo na si Jesus Christ, alam mo naman, saved ka na, okay, sinurrender mo yung buhay mo, nagrepent ka na, tapos okay na yun, attend na lang ako. How about on a Monday to Thursday? How well do you know Christ? Are you making it a decision to personally know God every single day? Because knowing Christ, as I said, is not a one-stop shop, but knowing Christ is a lifestyle. In Paul's life, habang tinitignan natin yung buhay niya, it has been a lifestyle to him to know Christ, that I want to know Christ. It is, no one can surpass or walang makakahigit sa worth or importansya nung makilala niya kung sino si Jesus Christ sa buhay niya. We will never truly, fully understand or know who God is. He will continue to surprise you and He will continue to help you and make Himself known in different situations in your life. How do you trust someone that you do not know? Because you can only trust someone that you know personally. Tama? The friends that you have today, sino may friends? Iba wala pa rin, okay? Last week, ba wala kayong nakilala? Okay. Let me give you an example that you know you can trust your friends because you know them. You've been talking to them. You know who they are. And hindi ka pa tapos doon. Yung may nalalaman ka sa kanya, di ba? Ay, takot ka pala sa horror? Okay? Hindi ko alam yan, okay? Ay, takot ka pala sa heights? Kaya pala di ka nag-overpass? Okay? Sinusuong mo yung Marcos Highway, jumajaywalk ka, okay? Pero di ka takot mamatay sa sasakyan, okay? And talking about knowing a person, okay, for example, to me, okay, I could probably say that the more that I spend time with Gami, my fiance, okay, the more that I know her. From being friends before, okay, kilala niya lang ako as guwapo, okay. Joke lang, magagalit yan, okay, ganun ka siya kakilala niya. Kilala niya lang ako as friends, okay, music team kami pareho, nung studyante pa kami. And then eventually, friends, and then we went into courtship, okay, and we knew more about each other, about families, about backgrounds, about fears and whatever, and dreams and hopes. And I believe, we're not married yet, but the knowing of one another would eventually continue on when we get married. Sabi yun ng mga married people. Sabi nila Pastor Jeff, nila Pastor Mark, yung ibang pastor, mga kaibigan kong married na. So sabi nila, mas lalo pa nilang nakikilala yung asawa nila as they get to spend time with them. In the same way, imagine God. You cannot contain God in this place, in a battle, or wherever. We can know God more and more continually every day. How much are you spending to make it a lifestyle to know God? How can we know God? How can we know Jesus Christ continually? Through His Word, through the Bible. The Bible nowadays is very accessible. Pwede nyo nang i-download. Wala pang bayad yan. But I encourage you, if though you don't have a hard copy of a Bible, hard copy talaga, no? Buy one. Invest in that one. This is God's Word. By reading God's Word every single day, you will know Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. Recently, I had one-to-one with a person, and I told this person, I told him, basahin mo yung Bible mo, start with the book of John. With the book of John in the New Testament, diretsuhin mo na, tapusin mo yung New Testament. Because starting with the book of John, it would really show you who Jesus Christ is. His miracles, what He does, and what He will do. His power. Through reading the word, through coming here to the service. Di ba, syempre, preaching ni God yung pinapakinggan natin dito. I hope that you come out of the service knowing Christ more and more. That our hope and our prayer that whenever you come in this place, you're a step closer to Jesus Christ. In victory groups, it happens as well. In victory group, hindi po tawanan lang doon, tapos share ng problema. Ed Sheeran. Hindi po yun outlet ng mga problema. Actually, in some way, nag-share tayo ng mga problema doon, pero alam nyo, hindi natatapos doon yung pag-alis. Ang laki ng problema niya, naiyak ka lang din, di ba? Problemado ka. Walang lumalabas ang problemado doon. Lumalabas sila encouraged kasi nakilala nila si God. Kasi pinag-usapan nila yung salita ng Diyos. How can you apply it in your life if you do not read it, hear it, and you do not put it into heart? Continually know Jesus Christ. Following Him entails knowing Him for a lifetime. Not only that it ended there. In Acts 22, verse 10, this part of the story is wherein si Paul, other angel to, nung kinekwento niya yung nangyari at that moment. Kasi yung pinakita sa Acts 9, preview lang yun. Okay, ngayon sa Acts 22, still part of the book, still part of Saul's life or Paul's life, sabi nito, and I said, after hearing, plain and simple, ako si Jesus, ako yung Panginoon na pinapersecute mo, galit na galit ka, hate na hate mo. Sabi ni Saul, knowing that this is God Himself, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do. What is appointed for him to do? Well, after he asked that question, now let's go to verse 26 because the version in Acts 22, or chapter 26, I mean, because the version in this part, okay, sa Acts 22, short version pa yan. Ito yung kinwento ni Paul kay King Agrippa, okay, pagbabasahin niyo yung book of Acts, at this very moment, kinikwento niya to sa isang hari, and then he is now testifying and saying, ano daw yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ that he needs to do? Sabi ni Jesus, but rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you. Next verse, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Basically, Paul has a purpose in life through what Christ has been telling him at this very time. Ibig sabihin, not only that he knew who Jesus was at that very time, but following Jesus is obeying him at all costs. Knowing Jesus, having a new life, a new Lord, following Jesus does not only end when we know Jesus Christ. It comes to a point that you need to apply what you heard from Him, knowing Him. That's why in Paul's life, it's very evident that at this very moment, itong pinakita niya, in 2 Corinthians 11:23 to 28, ito namang sinulat niya na to for the Church of Corinth, kay Paul pa rin galing to, saying of all the things that happened to him, that almost cost him his life, his comforts and everything, because sometimes obeying Christ would mean leaving your comfort zones. How did it happen in Paul's life? In his journey? After accepting what Christ wanted him to do. Sabi dito, 2 Corinthians 11:23 to 28, are they servants of Christ? I am a better one, and I am talking like a madman. Okay, hindi sa pagmamayabang, pero may point siyang sinasabi dito na yung pinagdaanan ko, pakinggan ninyo. Sabi niya dito, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, sino na dito nabugbog? Okay? Buti naman wala, okay? And often near death. Imagine that. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. Kay Jesus, one time lang nangyari yun. Because pag nilatigo ka 40 times, patay ka na. But sa kanya, 39 times. Okay? Next verse. 3 times I was beaten with rods, sticks, na makakapal, hindi lang yung pang fishing. Once I was stoned. Sino dito, natry mo nang batuhin ka? May kaibigan ako, binato, iyak ng iyak. Isa lang naman yun, maliit, tapos dito lang. Diba? He was stoned. Okay, when when in their time, stone to death yan. Okay, hindi lang yan basta batuhin, trip lang nila, nagalit sila. Stone to death po yan. 3 times, I was shipwrecked. Parang inisip niyo ba, ang malas naman ang buhay ni Paul. Ito lang yung sinapit niya, okay? A night and a day, I was drift at sea. Okay, parang Titanic lang, no? On frequent journeys in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, yung sarili niyang kalahe, danger from Gentiles, danger in city, danger in wilderness, and danger at sea, danger from false brothers. 27, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food and cold and exposure, and apart from other things, there is daily pressure on me on anxiety for all the churches. Bukod pala sa iniisip niya para mag-grow yung church, para i-preach yung gospel, yung buhay niya at stake. But that was his call to follow God. Because he knew God died for him, Jesus died for him, called him, loved him, accepted him. But at this very time, parang hindi naman accepted yung buhay ko, Lord. Bakit ang daming problema? Paul almost got killed many times. Okay, pinakita doon, almost killed in disasters, shipwrecks, at sea, day and night, binugbog, binato, rejected by people, even by his own brothers, ibig sabihin yung mga kalahi niya, rejected by these people, other disciples, rejected him, di naniniwala sa kanya na saved talaga siya kasi pumapatay siya. He had to leave his career of being a serial killer. He had to leave being a Pharisee, but he had to leave his own life. What is it for us today, probably? We're thinking, hindi naman siguro ako nasi-shipwreck, hindi naman ako binabato, hindi naman ako pinapatay, thank God. But at this moment, what it might cost us is our life goals. You've had dreams. You have things in mind that gusto mong ma-achieve sa buhay mo. Pero at some point, it might cost you to obey God, obey Jesus, follow Him at all costs. At some point, it costs you some of your friends. Maybe to some of you here, yung may iba na hindi mo na pwedeng samahan kasi na-impluensyahan ka nila. Yung enjoyment, yung tawanan, yung kalokohan, mukhang kailangan ko i-give up to for a season. It might cost you your convenience, yung araw-araw mong ginagawa. In fact, reading the Bible, it might cost you your time in Facebook. Not only convenience, but habits. It might cost you your habits. Yung mga kinasanayan mo na sa buhay mo. Yung mga bagay na nagpapaganda o nagpapasarap ng buhay mo. Yung mga bagay na siisip mo, kahit kasalanan, masaya naman. It might cost you not only habits, but even vices at some point. You accepted Christ, pero ang hirap i-give up. Pag niyaya nila ako, ang dali eh. In fact, ako pa yung nagyayaya. It might cause you to wait until graduation. Lord, sayang naman, crush niya na ako eh. Di ba pwedeng ngayon? It might cost you your time to wait until graduation and get to work. And then eventually, maligaw or magpaligaw, it might cost you that. It might cost you yung pinakagwapo na naliligaw na sana sa'yo. It might cost you yung pinakacute na babaeng pwede mo nang ligawan. It might cost you not even relationships, but also it might cost you your cool identity. Yung kilala ka ng tao bilang ikaw to eh, di ba? You're the man. You're the girl. Ewan ko paano sa babae. It might cost you that. It might cost you the kind of identity na kilala ka nila. Mag-church ka? Ikaw nag-church ka? Eh pare, nagbabanda tayo, ba't nag-church ka? Rock and roll, di ba tayo? Di ba? Ito, bigay ko sa'yo. Ayan. Tago mo na yan. Cool tayo! Bakit ka pumupunta dyan? Bakit ka nag-victory group? Ano yan, one-to-one? Pare, may Bible ka? Ang baduy mo! It might cost your identity. But you know what? If it's for Jesus, it's worth it. Following Him, knowing Him is worth it. worth all the time sitting for 1 hour, listening to your victory group leader, listening to the person who might invite you after this service. It might cost you your time. It might cost you your load. Ano ba naman yung mag-reply ka sa victory group leader mong di ka makakarating o makakarating ka? It might cost you that. But you know what? 1 peso or yung anli mo, it's worth it because you will know Jesus Christ in your life. Your time sitting there, your time reading the Bible, na kahit pa man sabihin natin, yung 30 minutes ng buhay mo na nag-Facebook ka, mababawasan. Ano ba naman yung Facebook na muntik nang mamatay si Paul para marinig natin yung salita ng Diyos na nasusulat para sa atin ngayon? It might cost you all of your life, and it will, I'm telling you, it will cost you all of the good things in your life today to receive every good thing of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we're thinking, maganda na yung meron ako ngayon, kahit walang Panginoon, hindi ko siya kilala, hindi ko binabago yung buhay ko. But you know what, sa totoo lang, mas mahirap yun. Wala kang kinakapitan, wala kang kilalang Diyos na may hawak ng future mo, may hawak ng buhay mo ngayon. But if He's telling you, come, read your Bible, come to the service, hear what your victory group leader has to say to you, or hear what other persons, your friends, would tell you when you're wrong. Hear what they would want to tell you according to my word. And take the decision, take the step. Na kahit ano pang pang-aasar ng mga yan, i-invite ko yan. Mamahalin ko yan, share ko yung gospel dyan. Sabi kasi ni Jesus to eh, it's worth it. Up right now. If it's for Jesus, if it's your, if you're doing it for Jesus Christ, it's all worth it. It's worth all your sacrifices, the cost that you have to pay. Because anyway, comparing to Jesus, lahat ng meron tayo ngayon, lahat ng pwede nating i-sacrifice, baliwala sa sinacrifice niya para sa atin. Because Jesus knew that we are worth it. That's why it was worth to die for. We are worth dying for Jesus Christ. It costed Him His own comfort in heaven, coming to earth, living a perfect life, die for our sins, resurrect again so that we might know Him today. We might have Him in our lives today. That's why now, it's possible. Kaya nga sabi sa Romans 5:8, balikan natin yun. Romans 5:8 says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's how valuable you are to Him. If it's for you in Jesus Christ, para sa Kanya, it's worth it. The sacrifice He had to make, it's worth it. To make your life new, to bring you from death to life, to bring you from hell to heaven forever with Him. That's why it will be possible. Let me give you my last point, that following Jesus Christ means knowing Him and obeying Him. It's possible, and let it be a joy to your life. Let me invite everyone to bow down, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You that through Your sacrifice, You considered it as worthy because we are valuable to You. Importante kami sa Iyo, Panginoon. Thank You, because of this, we can now live for You, live in freedom. We don't have to live in sin. We don't have to live in a lie that we live in today. Ano pa yung habits namin? Ano pa yung mga bagay na hindi namin mag-give up sa Iyo? Lord, humingi kami ng tawad. Set us free from this kind of things. Set us free from this kind of mindset. Set us free from condemnation. Set us free from all the lies of the enemy that's telling us we're not valuable, we are nothing. Lord, thank You for Your sacrifice. Let me pray for some people right here. Probably you became familiar in knowing Jesus Christ. What I mean is you've stopped reading your Bible. You've stopped praying. You've stopped, probably, ngayon ka lang ulit umatend. You've stopped attending your victory groups or wherever, but any source of me or means of hearing His word, you've stopped. Let me invite you. Would you just raise your hand? It's okay. Safe environment. Then put it down again. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who raised their hands. Acknowledge na, Lord, masyado na kaming naging pamilyar sa'yo. Akala na namin kilala ka namin talaga at akala namin hindi ka na namin kailangan mas makilala pa. But Lord, maraming salamat. You are forgiving us. And Lord, thank You for this new revelation from Your word that what happened to Paul is possible in my life to know You continually until I become like You when I die and I join You in heaven forever. Thank You, Lord. Another good